Our risen love, who called and sent the apostles, come, let us praise and adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. Great Saint Andrew, friend of Jesus, lover of his glorious cross, quickly at the Master's bidding, called from ease to pain and loss. Dear Saint Andrew, Simon's brother, like him started life anew. Gladly spread the holy gospel, which from Christ the word he drew. Blessed Saint Andrew, noble herald, true apostle, martyr bold, who by deeds his words confirming, sealed with blood the truth he told. Never was a crown more glorious, never prize to heart so dear, as to him the cross of Jesus, when its promised joys drew near. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Peter and Andrew casting a net into the sea. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of human beings." The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of God's hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes the message known. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There God has placed a dwelling for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun, to the furthest ends of the sky is its path. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Peter and Andrew casting a net into the sea. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of human beings."
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Sisters and brothers, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Thanks be to God.
Tell among the nations the glory of our God. Tell among the nations the glory of our God. Proclaim God's wonders among all the peoples. The glory of our God. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Tell among the nations the glory of our God. When the blessed Andrew arrived at the place where the cross had been made ready, he cried out, O good cross, so long desired, and now at last, waiting for a soul that yearns for you. Fearless and filled with joy, I come to you. Receive me with no less a joy, for I am a disciple of him who hung on you. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. When the blessed Andrew arrived at the place where the cross had been made ready, he cried out, O good cross, so long desired, and now at last, waiting for a soul that yearns for you. Fearless and filled with joy, I come to you. Receive me with no less a joy, for I am a disciple of him who hung on you.
You called Andrew to follow you, and sent him to proclaim the good news of your love to the ends of the earth. Call us to bring this same message of hope to all humankind. you understood the quarreling among the disciples, but reminded them that the greatest is the one who serves others. Help us to see all our sisters and brothers as equals, and to joyfully take our place with those society considers the least. You calmed the waves so that your disciples would be saved from drowning. Calm the storms created by our selfishness and greed, and the tempests that catch us off guard. You strengthened Andrew to bear witness to the truth and to embrace the cross. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, you gave such grace to Saint Andrew that he readily responded to the invitation of Jesus and brought his brother with him. Give us the grace to follow him without delay and to bring those near to us into his gracious presence. For he lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.